Okay, hashtag slap. Social media is still buzzing after Will Smith slapped comedian Chris Rock at the Oscars Sunday. This after, as you know, Rock made a joke about Smith's wife's buzzed hair. Jada Pinkett Smith has alopecia. It's a condition that can lead to hair loss. And last night, Smith apologized to Rock, calling his behavior unacceptable. Let's bring in Femi Okeh for this. She's host of The Stream on Al Jazeera. Femi, hi.
Hello there, Scott. I am still going through Instagram or the social media platforms, just picking up on what happened on Sunday and then the fallout that has continued. Can I show you a little post from you from the official Will Smith on Instagram? There are pictures of him and his wife Jada on Monday looking glorious post-Oscars. And I'm going to use his words here. Got all dressed up to choose chaos. That's how Will Smith described the incident. Chaos. Scott.
Well, he succeeded, I think, in creating that. Let me ask you about reactions. How varied have the reactions been in the different corners of social media?
This really was a cultural moment, not just a national one, but an international conversation. The reason I know that was because if you're watching the Oscars broadcast in the United States, you couldn't hear what Will Smith said. That was muted out. But international Twitter was there for you. Japanese Twitter said, here you go. Here's the full audio. Australian Twitter was, here you go. There were levels of cooperation on social media on Sunday that the United Nations would be proud of. It has blown up. This is a conversation that everybody has a take on. A physical action, a well-known and well-loved celebrity by many people around the world. Everybody is talking about this moment, even 2 days later.
Yeah, and let me ask you about the takes. How strongly and how different are the takes on social media?
There is empathy for Will Smith. There is anger that what he did and the violence that was shown on live international TV. Let me give you an example. There's a split often between how Black Twitter, people of color, see a situation and how regular Twitter, the rest of Twitter sees a situation. A lot of Black folks were feeling embarrassed, but also fiercely protective of Will Smith. So those two can happen at the same time. On one Instagram post said, I cannot believe that you did this in front of Beyonce. Beyonce was watching, as if Beyonce was literally Queen Bee. And the idea behind that is that often people of color feel they have to try harder. They struggle harder to get in positions of respect, positions where they're celebrities. And that one moment, many felt, let not just Will Smith down, but so many other people of color that he represents, whether he wants to or doesn't want to. So for instance, Lissia Michelle says that there's a lot of anti-talk about this is a violent action by Will Smith. But she said, I do take issue with white people who are criticizing and asking for his punishment, but you all speak very carefully about when you think this should happen and when you shouldn't. For instance, insurrection, January the 6th. What was that about? So there's this back and forth between different sections of Twitter and social about what should happen to Will Smith.
Yeah. The term toxic masculinity has come up a lot in this reaction as far as Smith committing this act of violence on behalf of his wife, and others say he, of course, stood up for her. How does the issue of feminism fit into all this in social media?
There are conversations about, well, what if Chris Rock happened to be a woman or Amy Schumer? Would this still have been possible? There are a lot of what-if situations. What if Chris Rock was Jason Momoa? Will Smith still gone up and slapped him? And then the other issue that has come up really strongly is about criticizing people and women for the way they look, because you have no idea what they may be going through, what the health circumstances might be. So the idea of the joke was in poor taste, and also that there are many women who do not want their way that they look to be criticized. And you could tell all of that just by looking in Jada's eyes and just the eye roll, the pain in that eye roll. So the conversation still goes on. There's so many things and facets to talk about. I wouldn't be surprised if I was back next week, still giving you some hot takes, Scott, but
We'll talk to you then. Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera. Femi, thank you.
You're so welcome.